Hi everyone, you're listening to issue number 4 of Soul Food a la Carte. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Isaiah 40:31. How is it possible to run and not get tired? Are you tired? Is there some area in your life that's just really wearing you out? If you have about 3.5 minutes to spare, click on the link and listen to the comments on Isaiah 40:31. It might help you. It's all about how to run in some area of your life without becoming weary. I want to remind you of the 4-part series on recovering from depression from Psalms 42 and 43. Those are probably originally one psalm. And that psalm was a diary of a man who is on a desperate quest. He's on the hunt for God. The writer is a good man who's in a bad place. He begins by saying he's dry and unsatisfied. 3 times he says his soul is disturbed within him. And 4 times he says he's downcast. Twice he says he goes around mourning. So this passage is in the Bible to teach us how to handle times of discouragement, depression, sorrow, and a downcast soul. So click on the link to watch the video or listen or read. John Piper's sermon, The Ultimate Essence of Evil. I found this sermon very helpful for increasing my understanding of my own sin, the nature of it, and what's at the bottom, what causes my sinful actions. What's inside there, and mostly learning how to hate it. And the first 30 minutes of the message, it was kind of review for me. If you listen to Piper much, it'll be a little bit of review. He makes an excellent biblical argument that the most essential core of what defines sin is the propensity of our hearts to prefer things over God. It's worth listening to those first 30 minutes just to really get a good biblical handle on that's really what sin is all about, preferring things over God. Then, starting around that 30-minute mark, Piper applies that in a way that just really helped me with hating sin in my heart, which makes it easier to follow God's way. The sermon on the way into God's presence. This is one of the ones out of that 4-part series on depression on Psalm 42 and 43. What do you do when your beliefs don't match your experience? It happens all the time. Not just in matters of faith either, but in the physical world it happens. You see things and it doesn't fit what you believe in reality. How do you handle that when that happens in your Christian faith? Starting at the 37-minute mark in the video of this sermon, or if you're listening to the audio, it's actually the 41-minute mark. Start at 37 minutes. You can't go wrong either way. But there's a discussion on how to handle those conflicts and the whole concept of controlling beliefs that I found helpful. I hope you will, too. Here's a quotation for you. It is only in the presence of God that we find joy. Joy does not come from his gifts, only from his presence. When his presence is experienced through his gifts, then they can be the bearers of joy. But when his gifts are experienced apart from his presence, they bring no joy at all. Remember that when you seek to enjoy God through his wonderful world. Sermon titled Muzzle Eeyore. This is another one. This is part 4 out of that Psalm 42-43 series. Be careful what you say to yourself, because no voice has more influence on you than your own. Don't talk to yourself about your troubles. Talk to God about your troubles. Talk to yourself about God. If you struggle with depression or discouragement, all 4 messages on Psalm 42 and 43 will be helpful to you. But this one specifically focuses on how to change your inner conversation that you have with yourself all through the day. I found that, just that one thought, so helpful recently. Don't talk to yourself about your troubles. Talk to God about your troubles. Talk to yourself about God. Another quotation, you don't need to see the light at the end of the tunnel. You only need to know the nature of the God of the tunnel. Don't get your hope from seeing light at the end of the tunnel. Get your hope from God's nature. And one more sermon, another one on prayer, prayer and the plan of God. This is also from that series, Jesus' Pattern for Prayer. This message will help you learn how to get past devastating things in your past and how to have joy even when God's plan for you in the present is excruciating. When God's plan for you is hard, learn the difference between standing in front of the train and getting on it. Here, let me give you a couple of quotations from this sermon. Legalistic relationships are all about laws and loopholes. Love relationships are all about being moved to fulfill the will and desires of the one you love. You will never suffer loss by doing God's will. We cling to our own will because we're so sure it will make us happy, but what does it ever give us but misery?
Well, I hope you found these helpful. If so, go ahead and subscribe. Then you'll get the new issue every week in your inbox, and you'll have it there anytime you're tempted to waste time clicking around on the internet. You can go to this and click on something that'll be edifying for your soul.